This is Laurie Mercier for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I'm speaking with Chelsea Ratcliffe from Washington State University, Vancouver, who is one of the organizers of an upcoming Visiting Writers series featuring writers and poets of color beginning this Wednesday, January 27th. Hi, Chelsea. Tell us about the series for this spring 2021.
Hi, Laurie. Thanks for having me. So the Visiting Writer series this semester, we're really excited about it. It's a collaboration across multiple WSU campuses that organizers have been dreaming about for a long time. Pavithra Narayan, DJ Lee, Peter Chilson, Cameron McGill have been doing a lot of this work for many years, and we're excited to bring a diverse group of writers and scholars to the community.
Well, tell us about some of the people who will be here this spring. I know that Rika Aoki is speaking on Wednesday. Can you say something about her work and about the other people who will be coming in the next few months?
Yeah, so Rika Aoki is going to be joining us next Wednesday, January 27th. She's a poet, a composer, a teacher, and an author of several books, including Seasonal Velocities, Why Death Shall Never Settle Upon the Soul, Himelia Hilo, and others. And then on February 10th, we have Nigerian writer Chigozie Obioma. His debut novel, The Fisherman, is being translated into more than 26 languages. We're really excited to hear from him. And then on March 1st, we have poet Major Jackson, whose work explores human intimacy in war and focuses on ordinary American citizens whose perseverance make them remarkable and transcendent. He has many, many works of poetry as well, including Roll Deep, Holding Company, Hoops, and others. And then on March 16th, we have creative nonfiction writer Katina Baycote, whose work focuses on personal history, social history, and personal story. And then on March 23rd, C.S. Giscombe is joining us. He's a poet and nonfiction writer who's won many awards, including the American Book Award, for his poetry collection Prairie Style. And then on April 7th, we have performance poet Mahogany L. Brown, who's also a writer, organizer, vocalist, and author of poetry and young adult fiction. She's also director of Black Lives Matter at Pratt Institute. And then our final speaker is joining us on April 12th. Her name is Deborah Magpie Earling. She's Native American and a member of the Salish and Kootenai tribes of the Flathead Reservation in Montana. Her novel, Permared, has won many awards, including the American Book Award, and her other project, The Lost Journals of Sacagawea, reinvents the life of Sacagawea, in collaboration with a photojournalist, Peter Rudelich Coach. So we're really looking forward to this series.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing lineup of fantastic writers and poets. And so I'm sure folks will want to tune in, and we'll provide that information in just a minute. But since Rika Aoki is speaking this Wednesday, do you want to say something more about her work, what people might expect to hear her talk about?
Yeah, Rika Aoki is extremely multi-talented. She's a musician, a poet, and she has many different kinds of books. Her first collection, Seasonal Velocities, is a collection of essays and poems, short stories, letters. So she's really resisting traditional categories in literature. She's also been recognized by the California State Senate for her extraordinary commitment to the visibility and well-being of transgender people. She's Japanese American. She also happens to be a former national judo champion, and she's taught self-defense seminars. She's been featured in several documentaries, and she's just really funny and bold and courageous, and I know that she'll bring a lot of joy to her talk, so we're really looking forward to having her.
And that will be this Wednesday, the 27th, at what time?
At 6 p.m.
And all of these events are free and open to the public. There's no registration required, and they'll be streamed on YouTube Live, so they're very accessible for folks. And how can people find out more about not only Rika Aoki's talk coming up, but the entire series for the next few months?
Yeah, good question. So people can go to english.wsu.edu/visiting-writers, and that will give you the full schedule of speakers, and you'll get to read their bio, and their links for each talk will be on there as well.
And so this is the Washington State University Visiting Writers Series. We'll post a link to that on the Old Mole website. Thanks so much for joining us today, Chelsea.
Thank you so much, Lori.